Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Happy podcast day. It is Nicole, and I am so happy to be here with you today. And you are listening to The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs. And I love coming to you guys every week and sharing what I can share, whatever I've got with you about mind-body medicine, about TMS, about my recovery and the recovery of thousands and thousands of people with whom I have worked and my work has touched. So here we are together today. Today is going to be kind of a serious topic. I have seen a lot of buzz out there on our favorite space, the interwebs, about some common misconceptions when it comes to mind-body work and Dr. Sarno's work and pain in general. So we're going to kind of delve into that today. Just a quick shout out, I am going to headline an Omega retreat that is at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies in Rhinebeck, New York this summer, July 21st through the 27th. If you are listening, if it is possible for you to join us, that is the biggest way for you to get involved with me personally. And we're calling it a week of total transformation because it's going to be mind, body, and spirit. Really big time, bringing Ayurvedic healers, my beautiful friends and colleagues who are shamans and love yoga specialists. And I mean, it's just going to be like all different modalities of mind, body, spirit work coming together in order to really invite you to step outside of your experience, outside of your past, learn journal speak in real time, practice it in groups with me, getting specific guidance moment to moment. You know, I guess I sometimes struggle with finding the right words for what this is going to be because I have it in my mind and I've also taught at Omega before, just as a guest instructor, never headlining my own retreat. So I know the power I have to shape this experience and I just want to fill the room with vibrant people. Even if you're hurting, they have lots of help for people with mobility issues. Last time I was a guest instructor there, I worked with John Gabriel, who does the mind-body side of weight loss and of obesity. And there were people there that were really struggling with weight and it was not easy for them to get around. And Omega was right on it with golf carts right from their rooms to the retreat, back and forth to the cafeteria. It's really just an amazing place where they do absolutely everything to help you out. So even if you're not completely there and you just know that this retreat's going to take you the final few yards to your recovery, even if it's the final mile or 10 miles, come join us because I know this is going to be like a massive game changer. So I had to put it out there. And actually, the reason why I'm announcing it over and over every podcast is because the accommodations at Omega are filling up. My retreat has, it's not like I have no ceiling, but I mean, I can bring hundreds of people to the retreat, so that's fine. But the accommodations, being able to stay on the Omega property, are really almost full for the summer months because that's where they have so many retreats offered. So if you're listening to this and you have it on your to-do list to call and sign up at Omega, please do so today, ASAP, because it's not impossible to have the full experience. If you're staying off campus, you can sleep somewhere else and come and spend the days with us. But it's just so nice to live there and to be in that whole spirit. And there's evening activities with live music and meditation and yoga. That part is all free. You don't have to pay extra for any of it. The food is insane. It's the most beautiful organic cafeteria of Whole Foods you've ever seen in your life. You will just feel so alive while you're there. So anyway, there's my plug. Come join us at Omega this summer. The information can be found on my website. Go to thecureforchronicpain.com, click on the resources tab, and there is basically a link to everything I do. This podcast, my YouTube channel, my book, which is called The Meaning of Truth on Amazon, and my course, which is the Freedom from Chronic Pain course, which is available on my website, and I don't know, everything else I do, every podcast I've spoken on, it's all there on the resources page. Please use it. You will be super glad you did. And a lot of that stuff is free. I understand people who suffer with chronic pain and chronic illness are frustrated. They have spent tons of money on different treatments and modalities and all sorts of stuff. And so please know that even though I do offer things that are experiences that you would have to pay for, I also do my very, very best to offer tons of stuff for free. And I just want to make sure that you know that, like, I'm here. If you want to heal, you can heal. And if you want help, then I'm here to help you further with the experiences I offer in my course and my book, etc. Okay. And honestly, podcasts are so my favorite because podcasts are completely free and I take advantage of podcasts all the time. I'm traveling to New York tomorrow to do a really exciting promotion with Shoshana Bean. Any of you guys who are Broadway enthusiasts, Shoshana is right now she is starring in the show Waitress on Broadway. She contacted me a few weeks before she opened. She had had chronic throat and upper respiratory problems for months. She'd been to every doctor. And I said, listen to me, I have the answer for you. I worked with her in exchange for her sharing the message. And now she is symptom free and so loving being on the stage every night performing for hundreds of people. And so we are going to do some Facebook lives, some Instagram lives, and some stuff together tomorrow in New York City to bring this message loud and clear to the world. I don't want you to suffer anymore. I am like, you know, the most passionate person you've ever met. You probably have already figured that out about me, especially about this. And so that's going to be tomorrow. And hopefully, I'm going to also record a podcast with her and as much information as I can share because she is another magical unicorn I have met on this journey. So anyway, here we are today. And today I want to talk about a really touchy subject. Okay, it's a super touchy subject. It was a, let's start with Dr. Sarno, my mentor and my guide, and now my spirit guide. A very touchy subject for Dr. Sarno, which is chronic pain and chronic illness are not mental health issues. It's so hard to pick apart the concept of mind-body medicine with the misconception that when you are struggling with chronic illness and chronic pain, that it is a mental health issue. So I'm going to tell you like why this whole conversation has begun and why I'm bringing it here today to discuss. I follow, you know, I mean, I'm not like a huge Instagram person, but I follow different celebrities, different people that I have admired over the years. And certainly I follow people like Lady Gaga and Lena Dunham and people who have been very public about their struggles with chronic pain and chronic illness. And I am very sensitive to the fact that when people are struggling and they're out there, and especially when they're famous, just because when you're famous, you have a lot of people looking at you, they oftentimes express what I'm about to talk about, which is being insulted that people might suggest that any sort of chronic issue is a mental health issue. And I just particularly read a post by Lena Dunham the other day, and she was talking about endometriosis awareness and sorry, endometriosis. I didn't mean to pause in the middle of that word, awareness. And she was saying, you know, people suffer in silence, people suffer worldwide. And then she did make a note at the end of that sentence, and God forbid, you know, you should call it a mental health issue. And it just struck me in the heart. Because when people think that either I or Dr. Sarno back when he was alive or other practitioners in our world are suggesting that chronic pain and the symptoms of chronic illness are mental health issues, that is tremendously insulting. And that is not what we're saying. And when people take it that way, which I totally get why they take it that way, first of all, let's just admit, or let me admit, it sounds like it when you're talking about emotional exercise to cure a physical condition. It very well might sound like we're talking about a mental health issue. That I'm saying this pain is in your head, or that symptom is something you're creating, or you're hysterical. Let me say in all caps, okay? I am not saying that even a little bit, not at all. I do not think chronic pain is a mental health issue. I do not think endometriosis, Lena, if you're out there listening, would love it if you were, is a mental health issue. Not even a little bit. I don't think it's a psychological issue. I don't think it is an issue of people who are hysterical and looking for attention. Not at all. You know, we're evolving as a mind, body, spirit, and a medical community. We are evolving. And what I want to do is I want to be part of that evolution. So I want to explain to you what it is. So, I mean, what if it isn't a mental health issue, what is it? How can I clarify for people who might be struggling with this? What is chronic pain and chronic illness if it's not a mental health issue, but I'm still saying that an emotional exercise can cure a physical condition? So let me start here. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Dr. Sarno used to say, my methods are more scientific than surgery. This is not about a journaling exercise to make you feel better about your fucked up mental health that you need to better so your chronic pain can go away. Not even a little bit, not at all. This is about when your nervous system and your brain are in sustained fight or flight, the other systems in your body might not shut down, but they certainly do not get the kind of energy that they normally do. If an animal is being chased by a predator, in the moment that they have to run for their lives, the rest of their systems, digestion, circulatory, there's so many different systems in our body that require energy in order to be healthy, those shut down. So their adrenaline can kick up, their cortisol can kick up, and they can have their most optimal fight or flight reaction to be relieved from the predator that is pursuing them. When that predator has been escaped, they shake it off. I'm sure you guys have seen animals or heard about animals literally physically shake it off. They shake and they move on like it didn't happen. And all their systems come back into equilibrium. They start functioning normally again. Now, human beings, we are just like animals when it comes to when our life is being threatened. When we are in that fight or flight state, utilizing our most primitive functioning of our brain, which is the brainstem, we are operating in the exact same way as any animal. We are animals. But the problem is that we are in a sustained fight or flight because everything in society, in modern society, is an onslaught of predators, most of which, most important and most damaging of which, are the repressed emotions that you have been socking down since you were a little kid that are threatening to rise all the time as they are being triggered. We always hear triggers. Are they being triggered by your day-to-day life or by your personality, which probably tends to be perfectionistic, goodist? You want everyone to be okay. You want everyone to like you. Even if you say you don't want people to like you, you still have that deep sadness inside when they don't. You know, we're all like this. I'm like this. I am definitely like this, okay? We are all like this. And our personalities mixed with the pressures of daily life trigger those unfelt childhood emotions, and we go into a sustained fight or flight that is scientific. It has to do with the functioning of the human body and the way the brain and the nervous system regulate our systems of our body. So when you are in a sustained chronic pain situation, okay, and let's talk about what chronic pain is. Chronic pain is not just people who are on disability, even though oftentimes it leads to that. Chronic pain is if you get headaches, you know, more than 3 times a week. If you have endometrial pain. Now, I'm not saying endometriosis is a mental health issue, but I am going to say to Lena and to everyone out there with my full heart, okay, with my heart, I have worked with people that have horrible endometrial pain that are diagnosed with endometriosis, and they don't have pain anymore. I don't know what their sonogram says. Maybe it looks the same before and after, just like my MRI with my degenerative spondylolisthesis looks exactly the same. And if you were here in the room with me, I would let you put your hand down my spine and feel the dip and the bump where I'm sure it looks horrible on MRI, where my MRI makes orthopedic surgeons go pale because I have an entire vertebrae that is shattered and replaced with scar tissue, and I have stress fractures in my other vertebrae, and it looks like my two vertebrae are sitting on top one another. That's, I guess, what spondylolisthesis is, but I don't have any back pain at all, ever. And so, you know, although I have that abnormality and although people with endometriosis have whatever abnormality, I'm not an expert in it, I don't claim to be, but there's obviously an abnormality that shows up on sonogram that leads to that diagnosis. It's very real. It's as real as anything. It's as real as literally anything and everything, just like my back abnormality is real. Just like people who have fibromyalgia and there's nothing to find on MRI is real. Just like people who have migraines and they find nothing on CT scan are real. It's all real. The question is, why are we hurting? Why are we hurting? Why are so many people who have surgeries for back problems, who have surgeries for endometriosis, who have surgeries for, sciatica, you know, wrist, elbow, knee replacements, why are these people still suffering? Why am I hearing from them by the thousands every day? I mean, maybe not a thousand every day, but by the thousands. And it's constant, I guess I'll say. Why am I hearing from them saying, I had a surgery and I had a brief cessation of pain and then the pain returned, but it was in my other knee? Or the pain returned and it was the same knee? Or now it's gotten progressively worse and somehow it's spread to my back, even though I have no back problems on MRI. Why are people saying this? Why are we hurting? Can we ask that question together with love and light for ourselves? Like, instead of trying to be defensive, because I just want to spread information without people making it into misinformation. Why are we hurting? We are hurting because in response to the sustained fight or flight that is the result of our repressed emotions always threatening to rise and inform us of how angry or sad or traumatized or scared or terrified we are, as a response to that, the brain and the nervous system go into a reflexive reaction, which causes pain signals to fire in different bodily systems and muscle groups. And it is honestly so intricate the way in which it works. I have seen the most strange, random syndromes in people and in myself, things that have come about in my body where I didn't even know it was a thing. Like the time I got burning mouth when it felt like my mouth was on fire and the entire roof of my mouth peeled off like it had been burned, even though I hadn't eaten anything hot. It was so physical. It was so real. I ran to my doctor. I got blood work done. And then she said to me, I have to be honest with you. I have another patient who has this. And that she went all the way to the Mayo Clinic. She went all the way to Johns Hopkins. And they told her they thought there was a psychological aspect. And my doctor looked at me like that. And I said, oh my God, thank you. And I went home and I practiced journal speak toward that burning mouth. And it took about a month. And it was painful in the time because I had a lot of energy that was trapped in my mouth because I am desperate to speak this message. And this was a year or two ago, where this is before I started the podcast, and I just wasn't getting the reaction I wanted from people. I would say, can you have me on your podcast to talk about this? I have a life-saving, transformative message that I'm watching take people from wheelchairs to marathons. Can you help me? People would say, no, thank you. That's such a great idea, but no, thank you. We're not interested. And I had all this energy residing in my mouth. I needed to speak. I was desperate to speak. And I just had to journal that out. And when I got to that realization that I just shared with you, my burning mouth subsided. You know, I just want to tell you that I know it's crazy. I know it sounds crazy. And I know that it's frustrating for the onus to have to be on us. Great. Okay, now I have this ridiculous burning mouth syndrome that sucks. And I have to like hear from my doctor that she heard that it's maybe psychological. And then I know that if I weren't me, I might be really insulted by that. Okay, I might have said to her, you know what? How dare you? My entire roof of my mouth peeled off. I feel like I just ate a piece of scalding pizza and I haven't eaten it. My mouth feels like it's on fire day and night. I can't tolerate this pain. You're telling me it's psychological? I feel like I might have been really indignant. But I knew of what I'm speaking to you about today. I knew of this, of course. I mean, I'm me. I was totally already practicing this for years. And so I knew when she said that what that meant. This is the gift I want to give to you. This is the gift I want to give to everyone. I want people to understand that chronic pain and the symptoms of chronic illness are not a mental health issue. This is not because you're not psychologically right, or you don't know how to handle your problems, or you're broken and, you know, so sorry for you. This is like the opposite of that. This is a physical, a physiological reaction that is happening in your system that can be circumvented and completely fixed and healed by an emotional exercise, because we live in a mind-body system. I guess I sound desperate today. I hear this desperation in my voice, and like, I hate that. I know that Dr. Sarno used to have this desperation when he spoke to me, but his, by the time I met him, had turned from desperation to despair. I'm just going to be honest with you. He was so dear to me. And when we used to sit in his office together before the alumni panel that I used to speak on with him at NYU, and I was like on fire for this stuff. I mean, I was young and, you know, a newly practicing therapist. And I was like, come on, Dr. Sarno, we'll do this, we'll do that. Let's start this. And he would just be so beleaguered. And he would say, Nicole, 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 people are not going to believe you. People are not going to listen to you. So like, I guess I'm sounding desperate, but his desperation had already shifted to despair, where he did not feel as if anyone was going to listen to him. And you know what? I don't blame the guy. He was an attending at NYU Rusk Center for Rehabilitation for like 50 years, I don't know, like a really long time, and he never got a referral from inside the building. The doctors there did not want to support his work, and I'm sure it felt terrible because he knew he was sitting on essentially the meaning of friggin' life. He was sitting on healing for the masses that was so enormous, he couldn't even express it, and every time he tried to express it, people misinterpreted him. And so I know I carry that legacy. I understand that. And I apologize if I'm sounding like a lunatic today. But, you know, I almost worried about bringing this topic up because I'm like, Nicole, you're going to sound like you're losing your mind over this. But you know what? I guess a little bit I am. Because when you are me and you walk through this earth and people are contacting you from all over the world and they're saying, Nicole, I was bedridden for a year. I somehow, in deep Google research, found your YouTube channel, listened to your Healing Yourself series, which is totally free, by the way, and took up from my bed and walked after a few days of doing journal speak. And now I'm back to work full time, parenting my children, loving my life. When I'm hearing this literally every single day from places in the world I have never visited, from people in the world I have never met, just because they found my book, they tripped over my book on Amazon, or they listened to my YouTube channel, or they found this podcast. I mean, dude, wouldn't you freak out? Because I want to spread this message. I want to carry this message to the global community, not because I think I'm going to convince everyone, but because I want to give you a choice. I want you to know that even though chronic pain is not a mental health issue, an emotional exercise can cure it. Straight up, it can cure it and it will cure it. It sometimes takes a little bit of time and sometimes you need some support, which is why I do my very best to offer support out there. I have a closed group on Facebook. Come on Facebook and search Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW. Ask to join our community. We will include you. Nobody will see your posts except the people on the page. Ask your questions, support one another. It's amazing and it's happening every day. Visit my YouTube channel, The Cure for Chronic Pain. Visit my website, The Cure for Chronic Pain. Read my book, The Meaning of Truth. Come to my Omega Retreat and change your life. July 21st through the 26th at the Omega Institute. Do this. Do something. And if you can't do any of that, just listen. Just breathe in and out. Left foot, right foot, breathe. And hear what I'm saying, and maybe something will be awakened in you. Because I can't even turn on the TV, dude. I can't even answer. I just got a robocall on my cell phone 10 seconds before I started recording this podcast. And here's what it said. I actually stayed on the phone to see if it would repeat because I was going to record it and open this podcast with it, but it didn't. It just hung up on me when I didn't respond. But it was a robot woman's voice, and she said something like, "This is not a solicitation. As per your request," okay, so it's assuming, it's telling me I requested something that I did not. "As per your request, you have been approved for a brace to heal your chronic pain. Please, you know, press 9 to be connected to the company that will give you your free brace." I'm like, are you even serious right now that that's the call I'm receiving right before I get onto this podcast? Obviously, the universe is giving me more ammunition. Oh, these poor people that are getting this free brace, it's not going to help them. You guys know it's not going to help them. And how about every time I watch any cable news network, if you guys know me, you probably know which cable news network I'm watching, I'm hearing these these drug commercials with disclaimers that are 17 minutes long about how this probably maybe will lead to death, but also maybe you'll have like less symptoms of this or that. Like, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind because I just want to help. And so that's my stuff, right? That's like my business to deal with my own dissatisfaction that I can't speak this more quickly, more globally than I want to, but I know it's coming. So anyone who's worried about me, don't worry. I can speak like this, but really in my heart, I know that it's coming. My chance is evolving all the time. My opportunities are growing all the time. And I know that there will be a tipping point. There will be a tipping point where people want to hear about this more than they want to reject it. And I will be called to service and I will be there. I will show up for that every time I'm called because I can't wait. And when I say I can't wait, I also can't wait for this moment because this is happening right now. This is talking to you right now is what I mean. I am spreading the message. I am telling people there is a choice. And hopefully somebody who's heard this today understands that I know your pain is real. I know this is not a mental health issue. I know that the struggle is keeping you stuck and still and emotionally paralyzed. And I am so sorry because I have totally, totally been there. I have been there to the depths of my despair and my soul. And I know how you feel. And I am free. I am free to do absolutely anything I want. There are no restrictions on me, not from my back abnormality that is a physical abnormality, but has no connection to my pain, not from the headaches I used to get, not from that brief stint with burning mouth disease that had everything to do with the fact that I am being held back from speaking my truth, and all the other symptoms that have run their course through my body over the years. I thank them, I welcome them, and I say, let's figure out what's really going on here so my nervous system does not need to protect me with pain and symptoms. And that's how I live. And that's how thousands and millions of people who have been connected to Dr. Sarno's work over the years live. And that is available to you too. So I thank you for listening to me today. Obviously, there's a lot of emotion in this one for me, but I'm glad I talked about it and I'm glad I did it because I just want so badly for something to awaken in every person who hears my voice and who listens to my words. So anyway, I am thrilled to be with you. I love you. I send you love and light and peace and joy on this day. My prayer for you, which is my prayer for my children and everyone who I love, is may your suffering be as painless as possible because we all need to suffer. We all need to suffer because suffering leads to awakening and nobody gets any cataclysmic change by just sitting around and being comfortable. And we know that, even though it stinks sometimes. So I wish this for you. May your suffering be as painless as possible, and may mine be as well. And with that, I will talk to you next week. This has been The Cure for Chronic Pain with Nicole Sachs. Bye-bye.